This is 91.5 KRCC News. The Land, Water, and Conservation Fund has been around for more than 50 years, but it's set to expire this weekend. Proposals before the House and Senate would reauthorize the fund, but the fate of both bills is uncertain.
The federal program puts royalties from oil and gas leases toward protecting forests, water, and wildlife habitat. Usually that means buying up land and then setting it aside for conservation. In our region, the fund has supported a variety of things, from trails in Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado to protecting the Upper Snake River in Idaho. Congressional leaders have been sparring over how much money should go into the fund and whether it should be permanent. Advocates say the fund is vital to help communities buy up and protect land. Others are skeptical of providing permanent funding for the program. Both the Senate and the House are debating bills that would reauthorize the fund. But as of yet, there is no decision. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
A Colorado advocacy group says the state has failed to meet the terms of a federal court settlement aimed at ensuring people do not face lengthy waits in county jails before receiving mental health treatment. Under the settlement, people awaiting trial must be admitted to the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo within 28 days of a judge's order for evaluation or treatment. Attorneys for the Department of Health Services say the settlement allows for leniency in some situations. A rare bird found only in Colorado and Utah will stay on the endangered species list, at least for now. A federal judge in Denver today upheld a 2014 decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect the Gunnison sage grouse as a threatened species. State and county governments in Colorado and Utah had challenged the decision. Colorado officials said they have not decided whether to appeal. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.